兄姐妹，我们好久没唱这首这样的诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, it has been a long time since we last sang this hymn.
主实在是何等的提醒我们。
The Lord, how he wanted to remind us.
他实在何等盼望他能够快回来。
How he yearns to return sooner.
不知道这是不是也是早晨我们这些蒙爱儿女们心里面真实的盼望。
We don't know if whether this is the earnest plea from the hearts of the beloved children of God.
然后这阵子在主的面前啊等候寻求的时候。
As I wait upon the Lord and seeking before Him.
主把一个负担放在我心里。
The Lord put this burden in my heart.
就是爱的家。
Which is a house of love.
在伯大尼那里有一个爱的家。
In Bethany there is a house of love.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同啊来思想啊关于爱的家这件事。
So this morning I would like to fellowship with brothers and sisters about this issue of the house of love.
请我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's please start by reading a few passages from the Bible.
请我们翻到路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章，我们从38节读到第42节。
Luke 10, we will read from verse 38 to 42.
路加福音第十章第三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑扰烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Luke 10:38-42. Now as they were traveling along, he entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home.And she had a sister called Mary, who, moreover, was listening to the Lord's word seated at his feet. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only a few things are necessary, really only one.For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
第二处我们要读约翰福音第十一章。
Next, the second place we will turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章，我们要从第一节读到第六节。
We will read John 11 from verse 1 to verse 6.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼。这是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟。她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和她妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
John 11, verse 1 to 6. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said,This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And therefore, when he heard that he was sick, he stayed then 2 days longer in the place where he was.
我们请再翻到约翰福音第十二章。
Please also turn to John, chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章，我们要从第一节读到第十一节。
John chapter 12, we'll read from verse 1 through 11.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候， 拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说，这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带个钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了，因为因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
John 12:1-11. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary, therefore, took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was intending to betray him, said, Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people? Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. Jesus therefore said, Let her alone, in order that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me. The great multitude, therefore, of the Jews learned that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests took counsel that they might put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. Let's further turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章，我们要读第四、第五两节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Ephesians chapter 2.Verse 4 and 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
好，最后一处我们要读罗马书第八章。
Finally, Romans chapter 8.
是我们相当熟悉的一处经文。
It is a familiar phrase in the Bible.
罗马书八章第二十八节。
Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose.
好，那我们再低头一起有些祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
我们感谢你早晨在圣灵里的同在。
Lord, we thank you that you've presence your presence with us in the Holy Spirit.
主，我们实在知道你爱你的教会。
Lord, we truly know that you love your church.
你应许我们说你必要快回来。
And you also promised us that you will return soon.
主，我们也知道你不会忘记你的应许。
We also know that, Lord, you will not forget your promise.
主，愿我们也不忘记你的应许。
Lord, may we not also not forget your promise.
愿我们在地上真能成为一般等候你回来的人。
So that we can become a people on this earth who would wait for your return.
主，早晨愿意你再借着你自己的话语来提醒我们。
Lord, we ask you to remind us using your own words.
来预备我们。
And use your words to prepare us.
叫我们能够等候你的回来。
So that we're capable of waiting for your return.
我们仰望你的恩典。
We look to you for your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.Amen.
我们感谢主，在早晨擘饼聚会当中，我们实在是纪念主如何为了拯救我们离弃他天上荣耀的宝座。
We thank the Lord that during table meeting today, we remember that He forsook His throne above to come to this earth to save us.
我们知道主在地上，他过了33年的生活。
We know that Jesus dwelled on this earth for 33 years.
他在他30岁开始公开服事之后，他有许多的时间乃是在耶路撒冷，在那里来服事神的百姓。
After he commenced his public ministry, he spent a lot of time after age 30 to serve in Jerusalem.
因为我们知道耶路撒冷原是神立他名的一个地方。
Because we know that the Lord has set his name in Jerusalem.
神把他自己的名字托付在耶路撒冷这个地方。
God entrusted His own name upon this place called Jerusalem.
可是当主来到地上的时候
，However, when the Lord came to this earth,
在耶路撒冷那里却没有主的见证，也没有神的见证，也没有神的同在。
However, in Jerusalem, it lacked the presence of the Lord, and it also lacked the testimony of God.
我们从整个旧约的历史，神百姓的历史，也让我们看见耶路撒冷乃是神百姓生活和侍奉的中心。
From the history of the Israelites, we also know that Jerusalem is the focal point of their lives and their service.
可当神的儿子来到地上，到了耶路撒冷的时候，他在那里却得不着他所当得的地位。
However, when the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came to this earth, He could not find a resting place in Jerusalem.
我们也知道圣殿乃是在耶路撒冷。
We also know that the temple is in Jerusalem.
在那里也有祭祀的活动。
We also know that there are ministries taking place in Jerusalem.
可当主来到耶路撒冷的时候
，However, when the Lord came to Jerusalem,
在那里却成了做买卖的贼窝。
It became a place for robber stands and for transactions.
我们知道我们主的心实在是挂念耶路撒冷。
We know that the heart of our Lord truly cared for Jerusalem.
主耶稣的心是何等的爱耶路撒冷。
The heart of the Lord, how he yearns for Jerusalem.
他为耶路撒冷哭泣。
He lamented for Jerusalem.
他说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊。
He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
你常杀害先知。
You who kills the prophets,
又用石头打死那奉差遣到你们这里来的人。
And you who stones those who are sent to her.
主说，我多次愿意招聚你的儿女。
The Lord said, how often I wanted to gather your children together.
好像母鸡招聚小鸡在他们翅膀底下。
The way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
只是你们不愿意听。
And you were not willing.
看啊，你的家将成为荒场，留给你们。
Behold, your house is being left to you desolate.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神原本的心意，何等盼望耶路撒冷能够成为神安息的一个地方。
Brothers and sisters, here we see that the Lord's original heart desire is for Jerusalem to become a resting place for the heart of the Lord.
但是因着他们拒绝神的先知。
However, because they rejected the prophets of God,
他们拒绝神的儿子。
They rejected the Son of God.
所以在这里，主耶稣说出一个预言，就是在耶路撒冷将成为一个荒场。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus uttered a prophecy here, which is Jerusalem would become a total desolation.
我们知道，在主后70年，耶路撒冷果真就成为荒场。
We know that in A.D. 70, Jerusalem indeed became desolation.
有漫长的日子不再被纪念。
And there was a long, long period where Jerusalem was no longer being remembered.
然而，我们从圣经看见，当主耶稣最后一次要进耶路撒冷的时候
，However, the Bible shows us at the final time when Jesus was walking into Jerusalem.
他乃是在伯大尼这个地方，他先得着一个安息。
He got a resting place in Bethany first.
因为在耶路撒冷，主耶稣他得不着安息的所在。
Because the Lord Jesus could not find a resting place in Jerusalem.
所以我们看见许多时候白天主耶稣在耶路撒冷在那里来传神的道。
So a lot of times we see that Jesus would be preaching the word of God in Jerusalem during daytime.
但到了晚上他就离开耶路撒冷。
However, at night time he would leave Jerusalem.
因为只有在伯大尼他能够得着真正的安息。
Because only in Bethany would he find true rest.
我们知道主耶稣当在他从死里复活以后，他也向门徒显现40天之久。
We also know that the Lord Jesus, after he has been risen from the dead, he also revealed to his disciples for 40 days.
当主耶稣要离开他门徒，要回到天上父荣耀宝座的时候。
As he was departing from his disciples and he was ascended into heaven to the heavenly throne,
我们看见主耶稣乃是把他的门徒带离开了耶路撒冷。
We see that the Lord Jesus led his disciples away from Jerusalem.
路加福音特别告诉我们，主乃是把他们带到伯大尼的对面。
The Bible said that Luke said that he took his disciples across from Bethany.
我们知道主升天的地方是在橄榄山。
We know that the Lord ascended from Mount Olivet.
橄榄山乃是在耶路撒冷城的东边。
Which is located in the east side of the city of Jerusalem.
而伯大尼乃是在这橄榄山的东南边的一个小村落。
And so Bethany is a village in the southeastern side to Mount Olivet.
可当我在那里思想，为什么圣灵特别感动路加，他不记载主把他们带到橄榄山，而是记载说主把他的门徒带到伯大尼的对面呢？
Then I was meditating upon the reason why Luke did not record that the Lord took them to Mount Olivet, but to the side across from Bethany.
似乎在那里圣灵告诉我们一件重要的事。
It is as if the Holy Spirit was telling us an important matter.
就当主要离开他生活33年这个地上，要回到天上。
Which is when the Lord was about to depart from this earth that he dwelt for 33 and a half years and he was about to ascend to heaven.
他虽然站在橄榄山上，
even though he was standing on Mount Olivet,
但他的面却是向着伯大尼。
His face was toward Bethany.
似乎我们可以看到一件事。
It is as if we can sense this one thing.
就当主耶稣在地上生活33年之后，
after the Lord has lived in the earth for 33 and a half years,
他在地上所最叫他挂念的。
On this earth, there is the one thing that he cared about the most.
所最叫主耶稣舍不得离开的。
There is one thing that makes him miss from leaving this earth.
乃是伯大尼。
And this is Bethany.
他是看着伯大尼被接到天上去的。
And when he was received into heaven, he was facing Bethany.
因为伯大尼是他心里面所最宝贵、最挂念的。
Because Bethany is something that his heart truly treasures.
因为在伯大尼那里有一个充满了爱的一个家。
Because in Bethany there's this house that is full of love.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹一同来思想关于爱的家这件事。
So this morning I'd like to meditate with brothers and sisters about this matter of this house of love.
因为我相信这也是主在心意里头他所最宝贵的一件事。
This is also something that he treasures in his heart.
为什么主耶稣在伯大尼那里他能够找着一个安息的家呢？
Why is it that the Lord could find this place of resting in Bethany?
因为在伯大尼之家那里有一般爱主的人。
Because in Bethany there is a group of people who love him.
我们知道不仅伯大尼是一个很小的地方，
We know that not only is Bethany a very small place.
这个伯大尼之家呢，也是一个很小的家庭。
And this house of Bethany is also a very small household.
从圣经所记载，让我们看见，基本上他们这个家只有三个人。
From the descriptions of the Bible, we see that basically this household only had three people.
但在这个家里头，他们却是有着爱主的人在那里。
However, in this household, there were people who loved the Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们。当马大他接主耶稣到他家里的时候，
So the Bible tells us when Martha received him into her house.
我们知道马大他是爱主耶稣的。
We know that Martha loved the Lord.
所以当他接到主耶稣到他家里，他就在那里准备饭食，要来招待主耶稣。
So when Martha received him into their house, she started to prepare for a meal to entertain the Lord.
而他的妹妹玛利亚，她也是爱主。
The sister Mary also loved the Lord.
她就安静坐在主的脚前，来听主在那里说话。
So she was listening to the Lord's word seated at his feet.
弟兄姐妹，在这里我们看见这幅图画，主在伯大尼那里，他不仅只是做一个客人。
So we see from this picture in Bethany, not only was he a guest there.
主在那个家里面，他是一个主人。
In that household, the Lord was the Lord, the Master.
不仅马大、玛利亚爱他。
Not only did Mary and Martha loved him.
而且他们这个家，他们乃是让主耶稣在他们家中是来做主的。
They also allowed the Lord to become the Master of this house.
因为我们从他们与主耶稣谈话当中。
Because from the conversations that they had with the Lord.
他们不仅口里称耶稣为主。
Not only did they call the Lord Lord.
他们实在也让主在他们家里面得着那做主的一个地位。
They also allowed the Lord to have the position of a master in this house.
所以我们看见一个真正爱主的人。
So we see that a person who truly loves the Lord.
一个真正爱主的家。
A house that truly loves the Lord.
他乃是让主耶稣在这个家里头来做主。
They and this household would allow the Lord to be Lord in this house.
弟兄姐妹，今天在你我的家里头。
Friends, sisters, today in your house and in my house.
我们说我们爱主。
We say that we love the Lord.
但我们有没有让主在我们家里头，他真正能够得着那做主的地位
？Do we truly allow the Lord Jesus have the lordship in our house?
我们看见在伯大尼的这个家庭里头。
We see that in this family in Bethany.
主耶稣他真是他们的主。
The Lord truly was their Lord.
他在他们中间真是有主权。
In their midst, he truly had the lordship.
因为我们看见当马大在那里忙着准备饭食的时候。
Because we see that when Martha was distracted with all her preparations.
哎呀，他实在是因着爱主，他在那里准备饭食。
She truly was because of her love for the Lord that she was making all this preparation.
但是她一个人实在是忙不过来。
However, there was only one Martha and she couldn't handle the work.
她想到说，怎么我的妹妹玛利亚没有来帮我呢？
So then she was thinking, how come my sister wasn't helping me?
弟兄姐妹想想，如果是发生在你家里的情形的话。
However, if this situation were to occur in your house.
你在厨房忙得这个鸡飞狗跳。
You were doing so much work in the kitchen by yourself.
然后你的配偶呢？安静地坐在客厅里，在那里读主的话语。
And your spouse is sitting very quietly in the living room reading the Bible.
大家有没有觉得很熟悉
？Do you find this very familiar?
这时候你会怎么样呢
？At this time, what would you do?
我想你肯定直接大声就叫他了，是不是
？Then you would yell at the top of your lungs, wouldn't you?
可这里马大有没有呢
？But did Martha do that here?
马大她是大姐。
Martha was the oldest child.
她在家里头啊，她是应该是可以说了算的。
She should be the one who is in charge in the house.
她有没有大声叫玛利亚说快过来帮我的忙
？Did she cry out with a loud voice and say, "Mary, come to help me"?
我们看见马大并没有。
But we see that Martha did not do that.
马大她怎么做呢
？What did Martha do?
她还是找主耶稣。
She went to find the Lord.
她说主啊
，Lord.
她乃是叫主耶稣。来吩咐玛利亚来帮助她。
She was asking the Lord to command Mary to help her.
姐妹，我们看见伯大尼这个家，他是爱主的。
Therefore, we see that in this house of Bethany, they love the Lord.
因为主在他们家里头，不单只是做客，他乃是做主人的。
Because we see that the Lord is not just a guest there, but he actually is the Lord there.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天也何等盼望主在我们中间，他也能够得着这样一个安息的地方。
How we also hope that the Lord can also find this kind of resting place in our midst.
就是我们爱主
，which is we love the Lord.
我们让他能够在我们聚集当中，他真的是能够得着做主的一个地位和实际。
And we allow him to really get the reality of the lordship in our assemblies.
伯大尼之家，他们也有彼此的相爱。
In the household of Bethany, they also have love for one another.
我们知道马大、玛利亚和拉撒路，他们是在肉身里头呢，他们是亲兄弟姐妹。
We know that Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, they are siblings by blood.
他们很可能从小呢就失去了他们的双亲。
Very likely they lost their two parents when they were young.
所以他们三个人呢就相依为命。
So therefore, the three of them were holding onto each other for dear life.
所以他们姐弟三个人感情特别的好。
Therefore, these three brothers and sisters, they are very, very close to one another.
他们之间乃是在那里彼此的相爱。
So therefore, among them, they loved one another.
所以我们看见主耶稣喜欢到他们中间去。
Therefore, we see that the Lord a desire to go to their midst.
因为他们中间有彼此的相爱。
Because among them there is love for one another.
弟兄姐妹，我们也是在基督里同为弟兄姐妹的。
Brothers and sisters, we are also brothers and sisters in the Lord.
因为我们都是神借着圣灵所生的。
Because we're all born of the Holy Spirit.
我们都是神家里的人。
We're all of the household of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
We're all children of God.
所以我们是兄弟姐妹。
Therefore, we are brothers and sisters.
我们实在是比肉身的兄弟姐妹应当是更亲的。
We ought to be closer with each other than with us, brothers and sisters, by blood.
弟兄姐妹，我们岂不应该更应该是彼此相爱吗？
Should we not love each other more?
所以当我们如果能够真实的、切实的彼此相爱，
If we can love one another in reality,
弟兄姐妹，在这里就有伯大尼之家。
Then here we would have the house of Bethany.
在这里主能够得着一个安息的地方。
Here the Lord would gain a resting place.
所以我们看见伯大尼之家乃是一个充满爱的家。
So we see that in the house of Bethany, it is filled with love.
只有在一个充满爱的地方。
It is only at a place that is filled with love.
主才能够得着安息。
Would the Lord gain his rest?
弟兄姐妹，今天主在你我的家里头，能不能找着安息的地方呢？
Brothers and sisters, today in your house and in my house, would the Lord find this resting place?
还不在于我们能够为主做什么。
It is not just a matter of whether we can do anything for the Lord.
如果我们家里头是充满了爱。
If our house is filled with love.
不单是我们爱主。
Not only do we love our Lord.
我们也彼此相爱。
And we love one another.
弟兄姐妹，主在那里就能够找着一个安息的家。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus would find a resting place in that house.
是主喜欢去的地方。
It would be a place that the Lord loves to go to.
这也就叫我们的家能够满了主的同在。
And this will also cause our house to be filled with his presence.
所以我们看见伯大尼之家，它不仅是满了他们向着主的爱。
So we see that in this house of Bethany, not only is it filled with their love toward the Lord.
他们也有彼此的相爱。
There's also a mutual love one for another.
而且他们也是蒙主所爱的一个家。
This is also a house that is beloved by the Lord.
所以圣经让我们看见关于伯大尼有三幅的图画。
So the Bible shows us three pictures about Bethany.
而这个图画要让我们认识一件事情。
And these pictures show us one fact.
让我们能够明白主的爱。
So that we can understand the love of God, of the Lord.
主爱伯大尼之家。
The Lord loves the house of Bethany.
而他的爱要在这个家里头来成就更美好的心意。
And this love will accomplish a better purpose in this house.
就在这个家能够成为合神心意的家。
And this will be a house according to His own heart.
这个家能够成为神旨意里头的一个家。
And this will be a house after His purpose.
所以我们看见主从约翰福音十一章和十二章刚所读的经文，我们能够看见关于主的爱这件事。
And so from the earlier passages we read in John 11 and 12, we could understand this love of the Lord.
在约翰福音十一章那里提到两次爱这个字。
In John 11, the word love is being used twice.
第一次乃是当拉撒路生病的时候。
First time it talked about love was when Lazarus was sick.
马大和玛利亚他们两个人就打发人去对耶稣说。
So Martha and Mary therefore sent to him saying,
说主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Lord, he whom you love is sick.
在这里圣经圣灵所用的这个爱这个字呢，乃是用一个希腊字 philio。
And so here, in verse 3, the word love, the Holy Spirit used the word phileo in Greek.
这乃是说到是一个情感的爱。
This is an emotional love.
这也是我们许多基督徒对于主的爱初步的认识。
This is also our initial understanding of the Lord.
当我们感受到主为我们在十字架流血舍命。
We sense that the Lord has shed His blood and deliver up His life for us on the cross.
为了拯救我们这样不配的罪人。
In order to save us sinners who are so unworthy.
我们实在是在情感上面，实在是被主的爱所感动。
So emotionally, we were truly moved by the love of the Lord.
所以我们常常对主的爱的认识就停在这样一个层面的里头。
However, oftentimes our understanding of the love of the Lord would stay and remain at this this aspect.
但在第十一章，约翰福音第十一章那里，圣灵用到第二次讲到爱这个字的时候。
In John 11, when the Holy Spirit used the word love the second time.
但是当主耶稣听见拉撒路病了，他就在所居之地仍然留了两天。
which is when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed then 2 days longer in the place where he was.
这里圣灵就特别注明了一件事情，说耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
Here in verse 5, the Holy Spirit emphasized that now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
这里圣灵所用的爱这个原文的字呢，它乃是用 agape 这个字。
So in the original language in verse 5, this love was agape love.
同样我们看见主耶稣爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路，乃是用在一个这样一个神圣的爱、一个完全的爱来爱他们。
So we see that the Lord loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus with His holy and perfect love.
这个爱是一个有旨意的爱。
This love has a purpose.
它是一个更深的爱。
This is a deeper love.
我在这里用一个例子来帮助弟兄姐妹能够明白。
I'm going to use an illustration so that you can to help you understand.
我们知道现在年轻人特别是青少年们他们实在是接触到这个。资讯科技发达的一个时代。
We know that our young people, particularly our teenagers, they are in touch with a lot of high technology.
所以家里面的孩子我们发现孩子他们都怎么样，常常都要花好多时间上网。
So we know that we discover a lot of our children have to go online and spend a lot of time at home.
不管是玩游戏也好，不管是上那个社交的网络也好。
Whether you are playing games or whether you are going to social media.
这时候我们做父母亲的怎么办呢？
So what do we do as parents?
当然我们每个人有个人的看法。
We all have different perspectives.
但从我们家里面我就有一个观察。
But I have this observation from my house.
我也相信，如果我们问今天的孩子们
，So I also believe that if I ask the kids here today，
今天初中生在我们中间
，Middle schoolers are with us today，
我就问你们一个问题
，I will ask you this question。
今天如果你的父母亲说好，你爱用多少时间上网，随便你。
So today, if your parents say to you, however long time you want to spend online, we'll let you。
你们说。你们觉得父母亲爱不爱你吗
？Do you say that your parents love you？
好，先反过来说好了。
Conversely，
如果呢，今天你觉得说，哎呀，你一定得要上网。
Today you feel like you have to get onto
the web。因为在学校同学讲到一个游戏是非常刺激的。
Because this classmate of yours from school told you this very exciting game online。
你在学校想了一整天。
And you thought about this game all day in school。
回到家里，你准备要上网玩了。
And you came home and you wanted to get online to play this game.
可妈妈对你说，今天不可以上网。
And your mom said, today you cannot get online.
要读圣经。
You need to read your Bible.
要参加祷告会。
You need to go to prayer meeting.
就没有时间上网玩游戏。
And you have no time to go online to play games.
好了，问你们，你们妈妈爱不爱你们
？So does your mom love you?
说诚实话。
To say honestly, what do you think?
我想你们感觉上可能觉得妈妈不爱我。
Then you probably feel like, you know, your mom doesn't love you.
所以我们看见我们父母亲在对于我们孩子的爱的上面，我们也有一个不同的表现。
So we have different parents have different demonstrations of their love toward their children.
有时候看见孩子们，他们何等盼望能够多花时间在网上。
Sometimes the parents see that the children desire to spend so much time online.
但我们看见有时候做母亲的。
Sometimes we see that the mothers.
他宁可花很长的时间在那里来告诉他的孩子。
And they're willing to spend a long time to tell their children.
为什么不愿意让他有太多时间在上网
？Why they don't want to let their children to spend too much time online?
你发现孩子怎么说都不能够明白。
You see that no matter how they explain, the children cannot understand.
有时候我们做父亲的看了。
And then sometimes we as fathers, when we see that,
说算了吧，算了，就给他玩一下，没关系。
And the father says, well, just let them alone, let them play a little bit.
妈妈说不行。
And the mother says, no.
妈妈为什么说不行呢
？Why does the mother say no?
那是因为妈妈爱孩子。
Because the mother loves her children.
妈妈是为了孩子的益处，她不让他们花那么多时间在网上。
For their children's good, that the mothers wouldn't let the children spend so much time online.
姐妹，这也让我们看见，在情感上面，我们觉得让孩子上网，他们玩了开心，那不就好了吗
？So emotionally, we see that you know you let your children go online and they get happy, and you know isn't this good?
可是父母因着爱孩子的缘故。
However, the parents because they love their children.
因为父母对孩子的爱是一个有旨意的爱。
Because they have a love with a purpose toward their children.
他宁可让孩子们觉得好像在受苦。
The parents would rather for the kids to feel like they're suffering. 你也不能上网，
是很受苦的，对不对？
Because it is suffering when you cannot get online.
但父母亲因着爱孩子的缘故。
However, the parents, because they love their children.
他宁可让孩子误会父母亲对他们的爱。
They would rather for the parents to misunderstand their love toward the children.
他们愿意按着有旨意的爱来爱他们。
They would rather love their children according to this love with a purpose.
兄姐妹，这就是主向着他所爱的人所显的大爱。
So this is the great love that the Lord revealed to the people whom He loved.
虽然很多时候我们感觉到到底主爱不爱我。
A lot of times we ask, does the Lord really love me?
我们甚至于祷告说，主啊，你若爱我的话，你就这样子来为我做，为这样子来祝福我。
To a certain extent that we say, Lord, if you love me, you do this and this and this, and you bless me in this way.
但是我们看见主他因着爱我们的爱是那有旨意的爱。
However, because the Lord loves us with a love with a purpose.
他要叫神的旨意能够成就在他所爱的人身上。
He wants the purpose of God to be accomplished in the people whom He loves.
为了这个缘故，主他必须在爱里面很久忍耐。
So,For this reason, in His love, the Lord suffered long.
所以我们看见，虽然耶稣素来爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
So even though we see that here, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
兄姐妹，主爱他们是何等的深。
Brothers and sisters, how deep this love is that the Lord showed for them.
所以主允许这样的难处临到他们的当中。
So the Lord allowed this difficulty to come upon them.
我们看见拉撒路病了。
We see that Lazarus was sick.
对马大、玛利亚而言，他们何等盼望主耶稣爱他们的主耶稣能够来医治拉撒路。
So to Mary and Martha, how they would want the Lord whom they love to come and heal Lazarus.
当我们看见主耶稣听见了以后，他反而在所在之地多留了两天。
However, in verse 6, we see that when therefore he heard that Lazarus was sick, Jesus stayed them 2 days longer.
马大、玛利亚不能够明白。
Martha and Mary could not understand.
他们后来就向主埋怨说。
Later on, they murmured to the Lord.
主啊，你若早在这里，我们弟弟拉撒路就不会死。
Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died.
弟兄姐妹，主爱我们。
Our brothers and sisters, the Lord loves us.
他宁可让我们误会他的爱。
He would rather for us to misunderstand
him. 他宁可让我们怀疑他的爱。
He'd rather us doubting his love.
他要成就他的旨意在我们的身上。
In order to accomplish his purpose in us.
所以我们看见主所爱的人在地上会碰到难处。
So we see that the people whom he loves would encounter difficulties.
主所爱的教会在地上会遇见许多的患难。
The church whom he loves would encounter a lot of tribulation.
但借着这些我们所遭遇的难处。
However, through all these difficulties that we encounter.
主要叫我们认识他是父。复活，他是生命。
The Lord wants us to know that He is resurrection and His life.
借着这许多的难处
，through all these difficulties，
主要叫我们能够明白他向着我们那完全的爱。
The Lord wants us to know His perfect love that He has toward us.
借着我们所遭遇的各样的患难
，through all the tribulations that we encounter，
主要借着他向我们完全的大爱来改变我们。
He wants to change us with His perfect love.
把我们都磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can all be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见主向着我们的爱是有荣耀的旨意。
So we see that the love that God loves us has this glorious purpose.
所以他要在我们身上来成就他所喜悦的事。
And He wants to accomplish in us things that pleases Him.
所以我们第一来看，我们怎么样是借着这个难处呢，主要叫我们能够认识他是复活，是生命。
So through this difficulty, the Lord wants us to know that He is the resurrection and the life.
兄姐妹，这件事情是最能够叫神的儿子得荣耀的。
This is something that could easily give the glory to the Son of God.
就是我们在难处当中
，which is when we are in difficulty.
我们能够认识我们的主，他是复活，他是生命。
We are able to understand our Lord is the resurrection and is the life.
这也是主为什么在那里等候拉撒路死了以后，他才到伯大尼去的原因。
This is also the reason why Jesus waited till Lazarus is dead before he went to Bethany.
因为他要马大、玛利亚和其他的人能够认识主耶稣，他是复活，他是生命。
Because he wanted Martha and Mary and these other people to know that he is the resurrection and the life.
而且他要将这复活生命要显明在 他所爱的人身上。
And he also wants this resurrection life to be revealed in the people whom he loves.
就如初期教会所做的见证一样。
It's just like the testimony borne by the early church.
在当彼得站起来在那里来宣告说，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。
When Peter stood up and proclaimed that this Lord Jesus, whom God has risen from the dead,
我们都为这事做见证。
We all testify for this.
所以我们看见初期教会第一位为主殉道的斯提凡。
And we also see that Stephen, the first martyr for the early church,
当他被人用石头打死的时候
，When he was about to be stoned to death,
我们看见教会就大受逼迫。
We see that the church was under great persecution.
门徒们就四散到各处去。
And the disciples were dispersed to all places.
也因着这个缘故，我们看见神的道就被传到各处。
And because of this, the word of God was preached to all places too.
神的道就兴旺起来。
The word of God was prospering.
所以我们看见那复活的生命在教会里头。
Therefore, we see the resurrection life in the church.
是难处所不能打倒的。
And this resurrection life cannot be opposed by any difficulty.
是死亡所不能吞灭的。
And this resurrection life cannot be swallowed by death.
虽然神允许教会遭到患难。
Even though the Lord allowed the church to encounter tribulation.
但因着这些患难，反而叫神的道大大的兴旺。
However, precisely because of these tribulations, the church prospered.
甚至到了一个地步
，to such an extent,
连原本逼迫教会的扫罗
，the one who Saul who used to persecute the church,
反而成为一个在神手中有用的器皿
，became a useful vessel in the hands of the Lord.
能够将神的道传到外邦里头
，and Saul was able to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天这是神借着患难。在我们身上，也在我们中间所要做的事情。
And this is also what the Lord wanted to accomplish through affliction in our midst.
叫我们能够认识，叫我们能够经历这复活的生命。
So that we can experience and understand this resurrection life.
有些时候，弟兄姐妹，我们中间也看到一些在婚姻上有难处的。
Also, sometimes in our midst, we also have brothers and sisters who encounter difficulties in
marriage. 我们弟兄姐妹也多方的祷告主。
And our brothers and sisters also pray in all manners to the Lord.
我们看见似乎好像主也没有来拯救我们的婚姻关系。
And it is also as if the Lord did not save our marriages.
到了一个地步，我们似乎都绝望了。
To such an extent that we also become in despair.
我们感谢主，在我们中间，我们也看见有这样的例子。
However, we also thank the Lord that we see these examples in our midst.
当后来主借着他复活生命，能够叫这个婚姻能够重新能够又活过来。
Through his resurrection life, he revived those marriages.
我们在这样一个有难处的婚姻关系当中，我们能够看见主是复活，主是生命。
And through these marriages with difficulties, we do see that the Lord is the resurrection and the life.
弟兄姐妹，我们不需要怕我们所遇见的难处。
So brothers and sisters, do not be scared by these difficulties.
因为我们是主所爱的。
Because we are loved by the Lord.
主乃是要借着这些难处在我们身上来显明他是复活，他是生命。
So through all these difficulties, the Lord wants to reveal to us that He is the resurrection and the life.
叫神的儿子因着我们所经历的难处能够得着荣耀。
So that the Son of God, through the difficulties that we encounter, will gain the glory.
第二，我们看见主允许难处临到我们。
Second, we see that the Lord allows some difficulties to come upon us.
他乃是要我们能够借着这些难处，能够明白他爱我们的爱。
So that through these difficulties, we can understand the love that He has toward us.
弟兄姐妹，当我们遇见难处的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we encounter difficulty,
我们常常也会像马大和玛利亚一样。
A lot of times we will be like Martha and Mary.
我们想说，主既爱我们
，We think that if the Lord loves us,
当我们遇见难处，他肯定要来帮助我们。
Because I'm in difficulty, He will surely come to help me.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是我们遇见难处的时候我们的感觉呢
？Isn't this our feeling when we encounter difficulties?
可是当我们在难处里头，似乎得不着主的帮助的时候
，And when we who are in difficulty, as if we don't get the help from the Lord,
我们心里面是不是也会开始怀疑主对着我们的爱呢
？In our hearts, don't we also doubt the love that the Lord has toward us?
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是不够认识主对向我们的爱。
My sisters, we truly do not understand the extent.
所以后来我们看见，当主耶稣来到拉撒路的坟墓前的时候
，So we see that later on, when the Lord came before the tomb of Lazarus,
他看见他所爱的人不明白主对他们的爱。
He saw that the people whom he loved could not understand his love for them.
这里圣经 告诉我们说耶稣哭了。
Here in verse, Jesus wept.
弟兄姊妹，你知道为什么主耶稣在这里哭了吗？
Do you know why Jesus wept here?
他明明知道他能够叫拉撒路从死里复活。
He truly knew that he could raise Lazarus from the dead.
在这里主耶稣哭不是为了拉撒路的死。
Here he was not weeping for the death of Lazarus.
在这里主耶稣他之所以哭，那是因为他所爱的人不明白他的爱。
He wept here because the people whom he loved could not understand his love.
同学们，拉撒路就是我们的写照。
Lazarus is just like a picture of our conditions.
我们原本是与神无份无关。
Previously, we had no relations with this God.
我们原本是死在过犯中的人。
We were dead in our transgressions.
但是因着他爱我们的大爱。
Because of this great love that he loved us with.
他叫我们能够与基督一同活过来。
He made us alive together with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们受浸的时候所做的见证。
This is the testimony that we would bear when we were baptized.
我们下周有弟兄姊妹要借着受浸来做一个见证。
Next week we'll have a baptismal meeting and they would bear a testimony.
我们借着受浸，我们见证什么呢？
What do we testify of when we're being baptized?
我们就是见证我们与基督怎么样一同活过来。
We're testifying how we were made alive together with Christ.
我们就是借着受浸，我们来见证说神爱我们的大爱。
Through baptism, we're testifying of this great love that he has toward us.
叫我们已经与基督一同活过来了。
So that we were already made alive together with Christ.
有没有今天这个爱已经在你我的身上？
Today, this love is in you and in me.
这就是我们受浸的时候我们所做的见证。
And this is the testimony that we would bear in our baptism.
今天我们是一般活在神面前的人。
Today, we are a people who live before him.
我们乃是一般主用他大爱所爱的人。
Today we are people that he has loved with his great love.
所以我们在地上的生活。
So when we live on this earth,
我们乃是要将这样一个大爱能够显明出来。
We want to manifest this great love.
我们不再是从前那死在罪恶过犯中的一般人。
We were not the people who were previously dead in our transgressions.
我们今天乃是一般与基督一同活过来的人。
Today we're people who are made alive with Christ.
我们在地上一举一动有新生的样式。
Today we can have the newness of life.
就是要显明他爱我们的大爱。
Which is to demonstrate the great love that he has for us.
而这个爱要在我们身上来成就一件事。
And this love will accomplish one thing in us.
来变化我们。
Which is to transform us.
来把我们都磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can all be conformed into the image of his son.
来叫我们这个人被主的爱来改变。
So that we can be changed by the love of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，从伯大尼的这幅图画里头，
So from this picture in Bethany,
我们可以看见他们这三个人如何被主的爱所改变。
We can see how these three people have been changed by the love of the Lord.
从马大身上，我们看见主的爱如何改变我们的服事。
So we see from Martha how the love of the Lord has changed her service.
从玛利亚能够看见主的爱如何改变我们的奉献。
So from Mary we can see how the love of the Lord has changed our consecration.
从拉撒路身上我们看见主的爱如何改变我们的见证。
So from Lazarus we can see how the love of God has changed our testimony.
所以我们知道马大，圣经让我们看见马大，他是一个爱主、服侍主的人。
We see from the Bible that Martha is someone who loved the Lord and served the Lord.
只是他服侍到一个地步呢，他因着实在是事情太多了。
But however, there were too many things happening.
他心思就烦扰了。
So Martha was distracted.
他也有怨言了。
So she had murmurs.
这是伯大尼的第一幅图画。
So this is the first picture in Bethany.
当我们看见后来主的爱如何叫拉撒路从死里复活之后。
However, when we see that the love of the Lord enabled Lazarus to be raised from the dead.
在约翰福音十二章那里，我们看见马大在那里仍然在那里忙着饭食的服事。
So in John 12, we see that Martha was still serving with meal preparation.
而且那一天用餐的人啊，可能还比前一次更多。
Plus, there probably would be more guests in the second supper than the first one.
因为好多人都来看那从死里复活的拉撒路。
Because many people want to come see the Lazarus that has been raised from the dead.
但我们却看见马大在那里安静的服侍主。
But we see that Martha was serving the Lord in quietness.
她心思不再烦扰。
And she was not disturbed within.
她在这爱里头的服侍也不再有怨言。
And she ceased murmuring when she served.
所以这就是我们看见主的爱在马大身上如何改变了他的服事。
So we see how the love of the Lord has changed the service of Martha.
在主的爱里面的一个服事是没有怨言的服事。
So when you serve in the love of the Lord, the service would not have murmuring.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是何等感谢我们的神。
How we thank our Lord.
当我们在这里一同交通主的话语的时候
，As we fellowship on the Word of God.
我们知道在对面的 Building One 的厨房里头。有一班弟兄姐妹在那里安静的服事。
We see that in building one, we know that in building one, there is a group of sisters and brothers who are serving in the kitchen.
因着主的爱在那里安静服事的时候。
And because of the love of the Lord, when they're serving quietly.
弟兄姐妹就叫我们的聚集能够成为伯大尼爱的家的一个很重要的部分。
Our assembly could become a very important component part of this house of Bethany.
姐妹，我们要记得，当我们在主的爱里头来服事的时候
，We must remember that when we serve in the love of the Lord,
是一个没有怨言的服事。
This is a service without any murmuring.
我们看见第二方面，主的爱也要改变我们的奉献。
Secondly, we also see that the love of the Lord would change our consecration.
在伯大尼之家的第一幅图画里头
，In the first picture in the house of Bethany,
我们看见玛利亚安静坐在主的脚前来听主的话。
We see that Mary was listening to the words of the Lord's words, seated at His feet.
而且主耶稣亲口说，玛利亚已经拣选了那上好的福分，是不是
？Furthermore, from the mouth of the Lord, He said, Mary has chosen the good part.
那玛利亚既然已经拣选的上好了，那在她身上还有什么需要被主来改变的吗
？So if Mary had chosen the good part, what else needs to be changed in Mary's life?
我们看见当经过拉撒路从死里复活之后
，We see that after Lazarus was raised from the dead.
玛利亚她明白了，也经历了主向着他们的大爱。
Mary has also understood and experienced the great love that the Lord had toward her.
我们看见在约翰福音十二章的那幅图画里头
，We see that in the picture in John 12.
玛利亚仍然坐在主的脚前。
Mary also was still sitting at the feet of the Lord.
她在那里不仅听主的话
，Not only was she listening to the Lord's words.
她不单单只是做一个领受的人
，She wasn't just a mere receiver.
在那里因着主的爱，她有一个舍己的奉献。
Because of the love of the Lord, she had the sacrificial consecration.
她把一斤那极贵重的真拿达香膏交在主的脚前。
She took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and she poured it before the feet of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这真拿达香膏是她储存许久才有的那么一些的香膏。
This pure nard is something that Mary has saved up for a long time.
这香膏乃是为着她自己的最大之日所预备的。
This pure nard was prepared for her greatest day in life.
就在当时，还是一个童女要结婚的时候，她需要有这样一个香膏来作为她结婚之日所预备的。
At the time, pure nard was prepared for a virgin when she is on her wedding day.
但是因着主的爱
，However, because of the love of the Lord,
她在那里有一个舍己的奉献。
She had the sacrificial consecration.
她把这个香膏浇在主的脚上。
She poured this pure nard at the feet of Jesus.
兄姐妹，对周围的人来说
，To the people around her,
好像这个香膏是枉费了。
They felt like this was wasted. This nard was wasted.
但对于玛利亚而言
，But to Mary,
因着主的爱
，Because of the love of the Lord,
她觉得这是非常值得的。
She felt that this is totally worth it.
兄姐妹，我们看见主的爱是何等的宝贵。
We see how precious the love of the Lord is.
我们何等需要让主的爱也这样子来激励我们。
How we need the love of the Lord to constrain us.
叫我们不单只是在主的脚前来领受他的话语。
So we don't just be listening to His word at His feet.
叫我们不单只是在神的家里头来领受他的恩典。
So we would not only be receiving His grace in the house of God.
叫我们能够因着主爱的缘故
，But because of the love of the Lord,
我们愿意在主的脚前也有一些那舍己的奉献。
We also desire to have some sacrificial consecration at the feet of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，或许在我们生活当中
，Maybe in our daily lives,
有一些事情。有一些嗜好是叫我们感到喜悦的。
There are some things, or maybe there are some hobbies that gives you joy.
比方说，刚刚提到年轻一点孩子们能够上网玩游戏。
So earlier we talked about children who want to go to play games online.
或是我们看电影。
Or we go to movies.
或是我们喝酒。
or we drink alcohol.
因为这些都会叫我们感到喜悦的。
This will all give us happiness.
在我们蒙主所爱的日子里头。
However, in the days where we are beloved by the Lord,
我们是不是曾经因着主的爱激励我们？
Have we experienced where because of the constraining love of the Lord?
因着我们明白了主向着我们的爱。
Because we understand the love that the Lord has toward us.
我们愿意在主的脚前有一个舍己的奉献。
That at the feet of the Lord we have the sacrificial consecration.
我记得我刚蒙恩的时候。
I remember when I was first saved by grace.
记得我弟兄姐妹就问了一个问题。
Brother and sister asked this question.
就基督徒可不可以吃血？
Can Christians eat blood?
当然你们。可能弟兄姐妹有些不知道。
Maybe some of you don't know.
从台湾来的弟兄姐妹就知道。
But the brothers and sisters from Taiwan, they know.
在台湾有很多的食品都是用血做的。
In Taiwan, there's a lot of food items that are made with blood.
而且做得很好吃。
And they're also very tasty.
所以没信主以前啊，都吃得很习惯的。
So before I have believed, I eat them habitually.
非常享受的。
And this is a great enjoyment.
在信主以后呢
？But after I've been saved.
当弟兄姐妹问了这个问题
，When brothers and sisters have asked this question,
他们就问我说那可不可以吃呢
？They ask me, can you eat blood?
当然，今天不是要讨论这个问题。
This is not a question for today.
但当时我如何回答他们
？But at the time, I answered them in this manner.
我从心里面对弟兄姐妹说
，From my heart, I said to brothers and sisters.
我说主既然这样子爱了我
，Because the Lord has loved me so.
因着主爱我的大爱
，Because of this great love that He has loved me with.
我情愿不吃。
I'd rather not eat it.
这不是因着律法。
It's not because of the law.
乃是因着爱。
But it's because of love.
这是一个非常自然、非常容易的事情。
This is a very natural, easy thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要主的爱，这样子来激励我们。
Therefore, we need the love of the Lord to constrain us in this
manner. 我们也能够像玛利亚一样。
So that we can also be like Mary.
我们能够在主的脚前有舍己的奉献。
So at the feet of the Lord, we can have sacrificial consecration.
好，最后我们要来看拉撒路。
Finally, we want to look at Lazarus.
拉撒路是一个比较特别的。
Lazarus is unique.
拉撒路在伯大尼的第一幅图画里头呢，拉撒路没有提到。
In the first picture in Bethany, it did not mention Lazarus.
就在约翰福音十一章那里。
In John 11.
约翰福音第十啊，对不起，路加福音第十章。
Oh, in Luke chapter 11.
所以我们看见拉撒路在第一幅图画里头呢，他既没有在厨房帮助姐姐马大在那里准备饭食。
So we see that Lazarus was not helping out Martha with the meal preparations.
很稀奇的，他也没有跟他姐姐玛利亚坐在主的脚前听主的话。
And amazingly, Lazarus was not seated with Mary at the feet of Jesus, at the feet of Jesus listening to the Lord's words.
简单说，他不在这个图画里头。
So simply put, he is not in the picture.
Out of the picture.
He's out of the picture.
所以有弟兄这么讲啊，说拉撒路呢，可能就开小差去了。
So some people say maybe Lazarus was MIA.
他听说主耶稣要到他们家了。
Lazarus heard that the Lord was about to get to their house.
赶快从后门溜出去，跟朋友 hang out 去了。
So he sneaked out from the back door with his friends.
所以不管怎么样，我们看见在第一幅图画里头呢。没有提到拉撒路。
Regardless, the first picture did not contain Lazarus.
第二幅图画他出现了。
He appeared in the second picture.
他也没说什么。
He didn't say much.
他也没做什么。
He didn't do much.
他就在那里就是生病。
He was just sick.
然后病到一个程度就死了。
And he was so sick that he died.
我们感谢主，当主叫拉撒路从死里复活之后。
However, we thank the Lord that when the Lord told him to be raised from the dead,
我们看见在约翰福音十二章那里的第三幅图画
we see that in the third picture in John 12,
拉撒路在那里他没有说话
Lazarus did not utter a word,
和先前一样
just like before,
他在那里也没有做什么事
he also did not do anything,
和先前一样
Just like before.
简单说，拉撒路从头到尾都没有说话，也没有做事。
So from the beginning to end, Lazarus did not utter a word, nor did he do a thing.
但是在伯大尼的第三幅图画里头
，However, in this third picture in Bethany,
我们看见这位从死里复活的拉撒路，他与耶稣在那里一同坐席。
We see that Lazarus, who had been raised from the dead, he was reclining at the table with the Lord.
然后圣经告诉我们，许多人，许多犹太人。都因着他的缘故来到这个地方。
And we see that a multitude of the Jews came to this place.
他们来做什么呢?
What did they come to do?
他们要来看耶稣从死里所复活的拉撒路。
They wanted to see this Lazarus whom the Lord has raised from the dead.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这里拉撒路的见证。
So we see the testimony of Lazarus here.
不错，乃是因着主的爱。
Yes, it is indeed because of the love of the Lord.
但是不是他自己做了什么。
But it's not because he did anything.
乃是主叫他从死里复活。
But because the Lord enabled him to be raised from the dead.
就是当他从死里复活之后。
After he has been raised from the dead.
他自己也不能做什么。
In and of himself, he cannot do anything.
他连那个捆尸布也要叫，也是主叫别人帮他解开的。
Even the wrappings and the cloth around him has to be entangled by somebody else.
然而在这里当拉撒路他与主耶稣一同坐席的时候。
However, when Lazarus was reclining at a table with the Lord,
我们看见在这伯大尼之家有一个见证。
We see that there's this testimony in the house of Bethany.
这个见证就是耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活。
The testimony is that the Lord enabled him to be raised from the dead.
圣经告诉我们有好些的犹太人。
The Bible here says there's a great multitude of
Jews. 因着看见了这个主耶稣从死里所复活的拉撒路，他们回去也信了耶稣。
Because in verse 11, because on account of Lazarus, many of the Jews were believing in Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们也需要主在我们中间有这样的见证。
Today we also need this testimony in our midst for the Lord.
还不是我们为主做了什么。
It's not that we have done anything for the Lord.
而是让主在我们身上来做成这从死里复活的见证。
But the Lord can make this testimony of having raised us from the dead in us.
叫人能够看见主在我们中间，他叫我们的弟兄姐妹从死里复活了。
So people can see that brothers and sisters have been raised from the dead in our midst.
这就像保罗在哥林多后书第四章所说的。
Just like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4.
他说我们身上常常带着耶稣的死。
We carried the death of Jesus.
使耶稣的生也显明在我们这必死的人身上。
So that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh.
他说我们这活着的人是常为着耶稣被交于死地。
So we have been put into death for the people who are alive.
使耶稣的生能够在我们身上能够显明出来。
So that the life of Jesus can also be revealed in us.
我们看见乃是主的爱。
We see that this is really the love of the Lord.
有在我们这些他所爱的人身上。
That is revealed in the people whom he loves.
来完成神的旨意。
That can be accomplishing his purpose.
因为我们乃是主他按着神所的旨意所恩召的一般人。
Because we are the people who has been called by his calling.
主要借着在我们当身上所发生各样的难处。
Through all the difficulties that the Lord allowed in our lives.
来把我们都渐渐地磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can gradually be conformed into the image of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天主在地上，他来寻找一个家。
We see that the Lord is looking for a house on this earth.
特别在主回来之前。
Particularly right before his return.
主愿意在地上有他可以安息的家。
He desires to have a place where he can have a resting place.
主乃是在寻找像伯大尼那样充满爱的家。
The Lord is seeking for a place like Bethany, a house of love.
这个家不仅是主可以安息的地方。
This is a house where not only the Lord would find his resting place.
这个家也是人来到中间可以认识主、可以相信主的地方。
This is also a house where men would come in and they would know the Lord.
在这样一个爱的家里。
In this house of love.
因着有爱主的人。
Because there are people who love the Lord.
所以主可以在这个家里头，他可以做主。
Therefore, the Lord can be Lord in this house.
他不是客人。
He is not a guest.
他不是来访问而已。
He's not just visiting.
他在我们中间，他真是我们的主。
In our midst, he truly is our Lord.
而在这个充满爱的家里。
Also, in this house filled with love.
有着没有埋怨的服侍。
There is a service without murmuring.
在这个充满爱的家里。
In this house of love,
有甘心舍己的奉献。
There is sacrificial consecrations out of total
willingness. 在这样一个充满爱的家里。
Also in this house filled with love.
也有主在我们身上所成就那从死里复活的见证。
There's also this testimony that has been accomplished where people have been raised from the dead.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要神常常借着主的爱在我们身上来变化我们。
How, brothers and sisters, how we need the love of the Lord to transform us.
叫我们的服事是没有埋怨的。
So that when we serve, we do not murmur.
叫我们的奉献是甘心乐意的。
So when we consecrate, it is with full willingness.
叫我们所显出来的见证乃是主在我们身上所做的。
So, and our testimony will reveal all that he has done in us.
就是因他爱我们的大爱。
Because of this great love that he has loved us with.
叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So that we are made alive with Christ.
所以姐妹叫我们的聚集当中
so that in our assemblies,
不仅我们爱我们的主
not only do we love our Lord,
我们也能够切实的彼此相爱
and we can also love one another in reality,
好叫人来到我们中间的时候
so that when men come into our midst,
他们能够从心里说这真是神的家
so from their heart they would say this is really the house of God
在这里有主的爱
here there is the love of the Lord
在这里有爱主的人
here you can find people who
love the Lord 在这里也有主所爱的人
here there's also a people who are loved by the Lord
愿主在我们中间得着一个家
may the Lord gain this house in our midst
叫我们能够在这样一个充满爱的家里头来预备来等候主的回来
so that in this house filled with his love we will be waiting and preparing for his return
愿主得着一切的荣耀
may the Lord gain all glory
那我们一起低头再有点祷告
let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord we thank and praise you
主因你爱我们的大爱
Because of the great love that you loved us with.
主叫我们已经与基督一同活过来。
We have already been made alive with Christ.
主啊，我们已经不再是在世上过着没有意义日子的一般人。
We are no longer living on this earth without a purpose.
我们乃是按着你荣耀旨意所蒙召的一般人。
We are called, called people by your glorious purpose.
主，我们是为着你的旨意而活的一般人。
We live for your purpose.
主啊，我们再将自己和弟兄姐妹一同仰望在你的手中。
We give ourselves and our brothers and sisters unto your hand.
主，求你再用你爱我们的大爱来充满我们。
May you use that great love that you love us with to fill us.
主，叫我们都能够爱你。
So that we can all love you.
主，叫我们因着爱你。
And because we love you.
主，你能够叫万事来为我们效力。
So that all things will work for good for us.
主，在我们身上成就你所喜悦的旨意。
So that you can accomplish your pleasing purpose.
主，愿你在我们中间得着一个家。
May you gain this house in our midst.
主，是充满爱的家。
Which is a house filled with love.
主，是你可以安息的地方。
And it is a house where you can find your resting place.
主，在这样一个动荡的时代
In this, tumultuous time,
主愿你在我们中间得着一个爱的家
May you gain this house of love in our midst
我们感谢你
We thank you
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen, Amen.